In this bulletin, the Army to support New South Wales during its coronavirus emergency. Tasmania to reopen its border to Victorian travelers, lowering the state's COVID-19 risk. And in sport, a tennis victory at the Tokyo Olympics for world number one Ash Barty in the mixed doubles. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. The federal government has confirmed it will send in the Defence Force to support in New South Wales throughout the coronavirus emergency in Greater Sydney. Up to 300 defence personnel will be deployed in the coming days to help authorities ensure the community is complying with the health restrictions in place. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is warning the public that COVID-19 case numbers are likely to rise before they decline after more than 200 infections were detected in a single day.
But it's also important to note that this stage of the virus, we really need to focus on compliance. The police commissioner asked the government for extra powers and extra certainty.
2 million people in 8 Western Sydney local government areas cannot leave their zone unless they are essential workers. Tasmania is reopening its border to Victoria from today after a 2-week closure to protect the state from coronavirus. The island state introduced a hard border this month, but Victorian arrivals in Tasmanian quarantine can exit from today. The Tasmanian Health Department says Victoria will no longer be viewed as a high-risk jurisdiction. Tasmania has not recorded a community case of coronavirus since May of last year. Health authorities are on alert after an overseas traveler who went between Brisbane and Perth became unwell with COVID-19. On Monday, the man tested positive to the Alpha variant of coronavirus, and passengers from his plane are being tracked down. The Western Australian government says the case doesn't pose a risk to the public. Meanwhile, Western Australia Premier Mark McGowan says he wants vaccinations to be more of a priority, especially in the aged care sector.
The program in aged care needs to ramp up. Commonwealth's responsible for it. It's going to become mandatory. They need to look at every single measure they can to get aged care staff vaccinated.
And Western Australia Health is transferring 6 crew members from a ship who have tested negative to coronavirus to hotel quarantine. Victorian health authorities have been notified of a new positive coronavirus case from the Bass Coast to be included in Friday's figures. A total of 7 locally acquired COVID-19 infections were recorded on Thursday, including a traffic controller identified the day before. This week, Victoria emerged from its snap lockdown and single-figure case numbers have been detected over the past couple of days. Premier Dan Andrews says it is a challenging period, but contact tracing is in progress when cases are recorded in the state.
You know, we're going to do everything we can to avoid locking down to protect people who won't protect themselves. People need to go and get vaccinated once, I'm not, just to be clear, when the stocks are here.
National Cabinet will discuss Australia's vaccine rollout on Friday after more than 200,000 people received a dose within a 24-hour period. Up until Wednesday, there had been more than 11 million vaccines against COVID-19 administered nationally. The meeting on Friday afternoon will also cover COVID-19 disaster assistance, the freight movement code, and epidemiology. 3 more people have been found dead, 31 are injured, and 2 are still missing after an explosion at an industrial park in western Germany. The death toll from the blast has now risen to 5. Police are investigating what caused the explosion that rocked the Chempark site in Leverkusen, home to chemicals companies including Bayer and Lanxess, and led to a fire in a tank containing solvents. Results are expected today. In sport, Australians Ash Barty and John Pearce have won their mixed doubles match at the Tokyo Olympics against Greece. The pair defeated Stefano Tsitsipas and Maria Sakkari in Japan, increasing Australia's medal hopes. World number one Ash Barty earlier lost in the singles at the Olympic Games in straight sets. And members of Australia's athletic team have been cleared to compete after coming into contact with a U.S. athlete who tested positive to COVID-19. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, showers and a possible afternoon storm, 17 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 19. Melbourne, windy becoming cloudy, 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 15. Canberra, morning frost, then sunny, 13 degrees. Wollongong, a sunny 19. Sydney, much the same as yesterday, 19 as well. Newcastle, similar conditions, 20. Brisbane, sunny as well, 22. Cairns, mostly sunny, 29. Darwin, also sunny, 32.